Chances are, whatever you're into, there's a podcast for it. Cooking, politics, comedy, knitting, true crime, you name it. Maybe you're listening to this show on our podcast right now. Here's a confession. I'm really into podcasts about old school wrestling. This one called Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard, who played Brother Love in the WWF in the late 80s and early 90s. And it's like 3.5 hour long podcasts about early wrestling. And I'll listen to the whole thing, no problem at all. It seems like in the past few years, podcasting has just exploded in popularity. Some of them have a handful of subscribers. And others, like celebrity podcasts from people like Alec Baldwin, Lena Dunham, Marc Maron, Snoop Dogg, they have millions of listeners. We almost take it for granted now that you can stream and download audio onto your phone and onto your computer. But as you might know, it wasn't always that way. So how did podcasts get their start? When did you start hearing about them first? In a nutshell, they were the product of a chance meeting in Boston between a software developer named Dave Weiner, and a longtime National Public Radio host named Christopher Lydon. Let's have them explain to you the origins of the podcast in this edition of the Q Origin Story.
I'm Christopher Lydon in Boston. How did this podcast thing get started? It was kind of an accident. Certainly my part of it was, but I did do the first one with Dave Weiner back in the early summer of 2003, and it's 13 plus years now. And it was incredible fun.
I'm Dave Weiner, and I am a media hacker. And I'm always trying to find new forms of human expression using technology. And I, in a real sense, am the creator of podcasting.
Dave Weiner came to the Berkman Internet Center at the Harvard Law School when I was a fellow there.
And I was sitting in one of the conference rooms at Berkman Center, and I saw a poster up there with a picture of Chris Lydon on it. And, of course, I knew who Chris Lydon was because I'm a regular NPR listener.
I'm Christopher Lydon. This is The Connection. John McCain fired a heavy cannon in the Republican Party's holy war yesterday.
And Pat Robertson. And I noticed, he's here at Berkman. So I looked him up, and I tried to explain what this idea was. And I'm afraid Chris, I blew his gears. I said, this is radio for the internet, Chris. It's like a weblog, which is what we called blogs back then, except it's with audio.
And he said, we'll have some fun. I know programming and syndication. You know radio. What the world needs is a MP3 audio file that can be syndicated. And so we set to it. And about, 2 months later, he said, I think we've got it. And I said, what do we do now, Dave? And he said, that's obvious. You're going to interview me. And we're going to put it out to the world. I want to know what kind of democratic experiment this blog idea really amounts to.
Well, it changes all the time. I mean, when we first started doing this, it was just a bunch of people sort of writing Hello World and being amazed that it was possible to do that.
He did the heavy lifting here in terms of programming, but he had sought me out to do it with him, and I did my part what I could, but he knew what we were doing, and I was just along for the ride. It is no coincidence that spring of 2003 was the start of the Iraq War.
President George W. Bush has launched war against Saddam Hussein. We can tell you that these targets of opportunity have been hit.
John, let me ask you first if all of our crew there, you and all are well.
We're a little excited, David, as I'm sure is obvious, but yes, we've checked in.
The American media in particular had totally dropped the ball. They didn't see what was coming. They all endorsed it, no thought of the consequences. And the blogging and eventually podcasting became one way for ordinary people to speak their mind on a subject that the great wise folk of our society had completely missed. That was the beginning. It was people looking for a way to speak their minds. Okay, I want to ask you the rude political question, which has to do with the Bush administration and the war in Iraq. It seems to me we've never had less debate, less dissent, more confusion, more general mass deception about what we were getting into than we've had in the last 6 months or a year since 9/11. It has not been an explosive period of expression, comment, criticism, investigation, democracy, in short. What's missing?
Good question. I don't really know. I mean, it's one would think...
We felt like explorers in a new land. Wait a second. You don't need a license to do this thing. You don't, to have an opinion and to get it out. You didn't have to go through the FCC. You could speak your mind. You could use four-letter words if you cared to. You could sing. You could dance. And once you get into that mood, you think, holy moly.
It wasn't just a matter of putting Chris out there and saying, here's a role model for everybody to follow. In fact, it didn't take off until I personally started podcasting. The best reason I could figure out was that if you listen to Chris doing a podcast, you don't think that's something that I can do. Because Chris is this, you know, mellifluous, flowing, he has the voice of NPR, basically. That's how I see it. So when people listen to Chris, I don't think it popped into too many people's heads that, hey, this is something that I could do. But when I did it, people said, oh, well, if this guy can do it, anybody could do it. And so my podcasts were very unproduced. I just basically talked into the computer, and whatever came out the other end is what I uploaded. No production, no editing, just literally exactly what came out of the mic. And the series of podcasts that I did at the Democratic Convention in 2004, I think that was the moment when a lot of people heard it, because it heard podcasting as something that is a medium that's for the people.
I think that in 4 years, you'll see the political conventions, basically everybody will be a blogger. Because
2 months after the DNC in 2004, there were like 20 podcasts, and the next month there were 100 podcasts. And you could, if we had a curve on this, you would see it would just, you know, it would be going along very, 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 very low for a couple of years. And then in the summer of 2004, that curve would all of a sudden get very steep. What matters to me is beautiful expression of ideas by human beings. Because I think what we do when we communicate, we're just manipulating symbols, you know? And what we're really saying is, this is what I'm like on the inside.
I learned long ago that the human voice registers so much more than the words. It represents hope and confidence or depression or shyness or sadness or accent or origin or experience. It's a full register of who we are, and I love hearing it.
That was the Q origin story of the podcast. You heard the voices of Christopher Lydon, the host of the Open Source podcast, as well as Dave Weiner, software developer and self-described media hacker. And remember, subscribe to our own podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, if you're inclined to check out podcast playlist on CBC Radio is an excellent show to introduce you to the world of podcasting.